వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ది శ్లోకాస్ దట్ హవ్ నో పర్పర్ట్ 60, 61, 62, 63 సిద్ధామృత రసస్పృష్ట వజ్రసార మహోజస ఉత్తస్తుర్మేఘ దళన వైద్యుత ఇవవహనయో విలోక్య భగ్న సంకల్పం విమానస్కం వృషధ్వజం తదాయం భగవాన్ విష్ణు తత్రోపాయమకల్పయత్ వతశ్చాసీ తదా బ్రహ్మ స్వయం విష్ణు అయమిగో ప్రవిశ్య త్రిపురం కాలే రసకూపామృత పపౌ తేసురహ్యపి పశ్యాంతో నన్యా సేదన్ విమోహిత తద్విజ్ఞాయ మహాయోగి రసపాల ఇదం జగౌ స్మయన్ విశోక శోకార్తన్ స్మరన్ దైవా గతించతాం దేవసురో నరోన్యో వా నేశ్వరో స్థే కశ్చన ఆత్మనోన్నస్య వాదిష్టం దైవేనాపోహితం ద్వయం ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పస్ వెన్ ది డెడ్ బాడీస్ ఆర్ ది డీమన్స్ కేమ్ ఇన్ టచ్ విత్ ది నెక్టర్ దేర్ బాడీస్ బికేమ్ ఇన్విన్సిబుల్ టు థండర్ బోల్ట్ endowed with great strength, they got up. They got up like lightning penetrating clouds. Seeing Lord Shiva very much aggrieved and disappointed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, considered how to stop this nuisance created by Maya Dana. Then Lord Brahma became a calf, and Lord Vishnu a cow, and at noon they entered the residence and drank all the nectar in the well. The demons could see the calf and cow, but because of the illusion created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons could not stop them. The great mystic Maya Dhanu became aware that the calf and cow were drinking the nectar, and he could understand this to be the unseen power or the providence. Thus he spoke to the demons who were grievously lamenting. So today's sloka, Maya Dhanu said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone. Whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being, or anyone else. Please repeat. Maya Dhanu said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone. Whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being, or anyone else. Purport by His divine grace. The Supreme Lord is one, Krishna, the Vishnu Tattva. Krishna expands Himself into Vishnu Tattva, personal expansion, Swamsa, who control everything. Maya Dhanu said, however I plan, you plan, or both of us plan, the Lord has planned what is to happen. No one's plan will be successful without His sanction. We may take our own various plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, they will never be successful. Hundreds, And millions of plans are made by all kinds of living entities. But without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, they are futile. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Kalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasma Vishri Garavena Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Payam Rupa Kadamayam Bhagatam Svapalam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sriyasa Vidora Bhaktarana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are discussing what happened a very long, long ago, an ancient history, Purana. So, why we read history books? At least, why we should read history books? We should read history books so that we can take lessons from the past. This is what we do. Whenever you meet people, what is the lessons from their life for us? Because life is very precious. Human life is very rare. So once you get human life, don't spoil your life with your petty small plans. Common sense. God has given a plan and you have a plan. And whose plan will be successful? God's plan. Then why don't you actually take up God's plan and be successful? Why people are making their own plans? Why not they just cooperate? So, all the problems in the world, because nobody wants to recognize Krishna, and nobody wants to cooperate with the plan of Krishna. So, what is the plan of Krishna? Krishna is our Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita. What is the plan of parents? You are more educated than your mother. But still, the mother has all plans for the well-being of a daughter or son, whatever. Mothers are simply go on making plans. This plan for my daughter, for my son. I want to educate him this way. I want to get her married this way. I want to buy this, buy that. Mother thinks about herself or mother thinks about the children. So God always thinks about us. If Bhagavad Gita is there, if you want to be undoubtedly successful in life, undoubtedly, the God's plan will never fail. So, very intelligent people, they take Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Because what are my plans? But your plans also have to be sanctioned by God. Is it right? If God has not sanctioned your plans, wasting your time, wasting your energies, wasting your resources. So God has a spiritual plan for us. That's the point. Always move in spiritual direction. Then there is guarantee for your success in life. Who is our education, materialistic education, you know? Ayurveda, it believes in the soul. They say, because Ayurveda is from Vedas. But practically, people don't do anything about spiritual life. So she is taking tea and coffee, eating an onion, garlic, very spiritual life, finishing. Believes in the soul, but nothing doing. Nothing is done. So what is the point? Right? If you believe in the soul, and Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita how to liberate your soul, how to make yourself happy. People are trying to make their bodies happy. Bangala, suppose somebody donates a bangala. I got bangala for free. But what if after bangala you know, maintain the bangala? You maintain the bangala. So many rooms. Very nice, you get a free house. Like now today, all right, we take both of you into the temple. This temple is yours. No building, no construction, nothing. Big place for you. But you have to maintain. Cobwebs here, dust there, junk here, dirt there. Then you become sick. That means, materially you may have everything in life. But that is only a burden. My sister made a plan. My sister has a lot of money. She was not married. If you are not married and you get 1 lakh rupees salary a month, it's a lot. Just one person. 5,600 for your food every month, almost like 1 lakh. Especially if you have your own house, you know. So, my sister had a, because she has a lot of money, she is in Vijayawada. I will buy a flat here so that I can visit my brother and I can eat in the temple. I don't have to cook in the... So she decided the flat costs about 60 lakhs, a little plus minus that time. So it's 60 lakhs. And she decided, she told the developer, please book a flat for me. And after 2 days, 3 days, I got a telephone call. He said, no, brother convinced me, other brother, not me. Other brother convinced me not to buy it. I said, why? I said, 60 lakhs, if you put it in the bank, your 1% interest, it will give you 60,000 rupees. And if you take a rented place for 10,000-15,000, you get that much a flat. And why should you waste 60 lakhs? Just simply burying it. That's a good idea. So the point we are trying to make is, in life, don't try to own things, not necessary. You need a place to stay. That is right. But not necessary that you have to own the place. No? It has risk. To own the place, you have to work so hard to make money. And if it is your own place, I am not going to come and clean it. You have to clean your own house, no? Nobody will come. Your house, your business. Maintain it. So, that's it. And second thing, third factor. One is, you have to work hard to make so much money to buy your own flat. Number two, you have to maintain it because it's your flat. And number three, most important thing, because it is your flat, you will be very attached to that. No? Suppose, somebody comes to your flat and simply taking a hammer, breaking the glass, you become, you remain quieter immediately. Why are you doing this to my house? No? Yeah. Because to buy glass is costly, but to break it, nothing, it doesn't take anything. Just take a stone and you pray, glass broken. So when you have a house, there is anxiety. Somebody will come, do something, this thing. Suppose somebody is writing something on your wall, making it dirty, vote for TDP, or Congress Jindabad. You will be upset, because you want your house to be, walls to be clean, and somebody will want to use it for their thing. Immediately, you will come out and shout at them, don't write on my walls. Yeah. So then the anxiety is there. You have to work hard and make money, you have to maintain it, and so many anxieties, somebody may not do something. And fourth thing is that when you die, you will not remember God, you will remember your house. Because 60 years, my house, maintaining, cleaning and protecting. So, while dying, you may not remember God. If it is not your house, you will not remember your house. If it is your house, there is a big risk that because you are attached, you and your house. I tell you one real thing happened. One man brought a brand new car, little luxury car. A car costing about 2 crores. Generally, a car costs about 6 lakhs. He brought a 2 crore rupees car, and then brand new. So he's very attached, a very costly car. And then by fate, like today also, yes, it is said in the sloka. By fact, what happened? He was driving it, and then he just parked it, and he wanted to open the door and come out. Meanwhile, the guy in the back was coming very speed. Suddenly, you cannot stop. So this man opened the door. It's a brand new car, first maiden journey. He opened it immediately along with his hand and the door off, hit, and then the hand came off and the door came off. This guy, you hit my car. He is not in, his leg is gone, his hand is gone, that he is not seeing. That means we get 2 crore rupees car, so attached. The hand got come off. And then he said, you hit my car. And then police came, sir, you don't have a hand here. See, 2 crores, very attached. That means it's concentration. It's called concentration. Whenever you're concentrating on something, you don't hear any sounds, anything. Suppose I'm preparing for my exam, and completely, I don't know. The sounds are going on, people are coming here. When you're focusing on your studies, nothing. So this guy is so attached to his brand new car, and his hand came off, but he's not aware of that. My car, you hit my car. I said, sir, you have to go to the hospital. Then he sighed. So this is called attachment. So when you are attached to this body, you are not bothered what happens to you after you leave this body. Everybody is concerned about this life. Everybody is concerned about this body. Everybody is concerned about what I can enjoy with my body. My body, my enjoyment with the body, and my life in this world. Is that right? Are you thinking about next birth? No? See? Clear. Nobody thinks about next birth. But unfortunately, we are not this body. We are not this body and we are thinking about the body all the time. Very unfortunate. So, human life means, that's why people are miserable. That's why people are suffering. That's why people are in anxiety. What will happen, what will happen? Suppose your daughter goes from the house and mother will be, until you come back home, a little late, you are supposed to come at 12 o'clock, but 2 o'clock, your mother will be jumping. 12 o'clock, what happened, what happened? Somebody kidnapped or some accident or, isn't it? Calling, calling. Where are you, what happened? Your daily you are coming at 12 o'clock, you are not coming. So this is called anxiety. And body means anytime. Anytime somebody can cheat you and there can be an accident. Nobody does accident by wish. Accidents happen, that's why it is called accident. Accident means I don't plan when I come out of the car, I don't plan to hit him. But some brake fails or in the speeding, suddenly it hits, no? Or the other man is drunk and there is lack of coordination, this thing happens. So, what is said here, Lord Shiva is a very powerful God. And Mayadhana, he has got benediction. He is also very powerful. So there is fight between demons and devotees. Shiva is a devotee and Maya Dhanava. Dhanava means, you know, Asurlu, Dhanavalu, Rakshasulu, Dhanava. So the fight was going on. Maya Dhanava, like always in this world, there is always fight between devotees and non-devotees. Devotees want that all liquor shops be closed. Devotees want that all cinema halls be closed. Devotees want that all these entertainment places be closed. Because we are not supposed to waste our time like that. But non-devotees, they want to stop temples, like they are putting GST on temple income also. The demons, they want to put tax on temple income also, and they want to scrap. The temples are generally charitable organizations. It is not a business. Temple collect donations and then they try to do something for the public. You know, it's a public place. The temple is not restricted to any private community, only particular caste people can come to the temple. No, public places, anybody can come. Sudra, foreigner, uneducated person, anybody can come to the temple. Public place means this place is open for public to come and benefit. That's why we take donations also from the public. If I am collecting donations from the public and I am using it on myself, then it is called abusing public money. Then you are cheating the public. The public is it. So the point is, the non-devotees, they want to stop devotees. So like our education is spiritual education. Our education is devotional education. Our education is value education. But in the outside world, materialistic education, atheistic education, materialistic education, and sense gratification education is called consumerism. Our civilization is called consumer-based civilization. Nobody is trying to minimize. Why there are so many varieties? So you go to... Can anybody say how many shades are there in blue? How many shades are there in red? You go to the sari shop, you go to a cloth shop, too many shades. If you are a sane man, what will you say? If you are a sane man, you will think smart. I need some cloth to cover my body. I don't need a very costly cloth, or I don't need too many varieties of clothes. Why people want costly cloth? Why people want too many varieties? Sense gratification. Every day I should look like a hero. Get every day feel sad. And who is watching me? How do I look today? All sense gratification. The clothes are nice. The clothes are nice, but the heart is dirty. The clothes are nice, but the person is selfish. So what is the use? So all this, they say, car. Car is for going little speed to your destination. But why there are so many varieties of cars? So many car companies. Each car company, every 2 years, 3 years, or even within a year, they make 2-3 models. Why all that? Crazy. Why people want so many, like mobile phone? Go on, making new versions. And then they are saying, try to avoid cell phones. Nowadays, it is said, the telecom industry has given an appeal to all customers, the minimum you use cell phone, the better for you. And everybody has agreed that the big radiation risk. Every time you are getting a call, along with the call you are getting radiation. No? And they are saying, don't keep the cell phone near the ears. Then how are you going to live it? All things. And they are saying, always better to use landline. That means they are taking you back. That means they have hyped about the whole thing. Cell phone, anywhere, anytime, you can talk to your near and dear. And now there's a warning. Cell phone use is very harmful to your health. Openly they are saying. That means if they are openly saying, actually how much actually it must be damaging. Because everybody wants to cover up. But because we have gone so crazy, people are saying, I will die one day, but I will use cell phone and die. What is the problem? In any case, I have to die. So let me have good sense gratification. How can I be distanced from my beloved? That means people have, even for body, they are giving up their concern. And there is no concern about his soul at all. Not surprising. People are so mad. Let's say Prahlad Maharaj said, Nonam Pramatta Vikarmo Yadindriya Pretaya Aprunoti Natsadu Manya Tadatmanoyam Klesanabhi Asa Deha Dasa. Prahlad Maharaj said, Nonam, people are completely mad. person's gratification. I heard many people saying, please give up tea. Swami, at this age, how can I muster determination? At this age, my head breaks into pieces if you don't take tea. Just tea. What to speak about other addictions? It's a different thing. Even people cannot give up tea. So we joke. If you cannot give up even tea, how you are going to give up your body? Obviously, you cannot detach from your body. The little petty things you cannot give it up. And now you are going to give this body. Your attachment to the body is 100%. Now you are supposed to become detached 100%. Unless you are 100% detached, you cannot get out of this world. So it takes a long, long, long time. Chanting Hare Krishna is easy. But how much the bonds are getting broken up? That's a Krishna putters. Whenever you are trying to be a devotee, Krishna will create some little trouble. Then your false ego will come out. No, because you are false ego. If you are really a man without false ego, if somebody insults you, this is my karma, just you take it very easily. The fatter your false ego, the very quickly you react. If you have no false ego, then somebody tells you something, let me think about it. Why did Krishna make him say this? Or why did this man say this? And I cannot make his mouth shut. But if Krishna has allowed him to say this thing, how can I turn this to my advantage? This statement, how can I take it so that I can use it for my spiritual advantage? That means develop tolerance, forgive the other person, and keep little patient. Or if there is a genuine reason why he has criticized you, you thank him and you apologize for your mistake, and then move on. That means no mind getting roughed up. Mind getting agitated is not there. So that's why it is said, for a devotee, favorable, unfavorable. For a devotee, everything is favorable. If you are body conscious, naturally, whatever comforts your body, favorable. Whatever gives you discomfort to the body, unfavorable. But for the soul, if there is comfortable, bodily comfortable situation, you thank God, I can concentrate. When the body condition is discomfortable, you thank God that Krishna is detaching you. He is detaching you. That means spiritual life is the best option. So in today's sloka, there is fight between Lord Shiva and Mayadhanu. See, even in those days, even demons, how they were thinking. What has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself or for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone. Whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being, or anyone else. So this statement should always make us keep on the top of our mind, on the top of our mind. I should cooperate with Lord's plan. Always, we should always think, I should cooperate. As a Prabhupada says at some place, suppose you are repeatedly trying to, suppose some injustice is going on. Some injustice. Naturally, educated, decent people who have to fight injustice. Right? So some injustice is going on and you want to stop it. And you try 10 times, but you could not stop the injustice. then immediately think, the sanction of Krishna is there, let me not waste my time, let me be Krishna conscious and go on. So the efforts can be there, but after repeated efforts, if still the result is not there, that's what, you know, in the story of Prithu Maharaj, we are trying to complete 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, Prithu Maharaj. And he completed 96, and he was determined to complete before. But one time Indra came as some Brahmin, Indra came as Sannyasi, Indra came as some mendicant, Bhikshu. He was coming in different forms and trying to disrupt the Ashwamedha Yajna of Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj's son also took it seriously because he was a capable person. And he said, I'm going to kill Indra. So it is dilemma. One thing is, to kill Indra, he is not an ordinary person. He is a superior person. He is above. They are like our rulers. It is not easy to kill Indra, and he is our superior, and Indra has certain mysticism, he can just vanish. That means you are wasting time, run after him and suddenly you don't see him. Again you come back, you run after him, again you don't see him. So how long this war? If you are dealing with somebody who is weaker than you can exterminate him. But if he is stronger than you, how are you going to do it? Then immediately Brahma intervenes. Brahma intervenes, yes. Because the whole idea that we have to become devotees of God, not that you have to do 100 horse sacrifices. So Brahma comes and says, your attention is being diverted. You are bent on completing 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, but more important than that is that you have to meditate on the Lord. You have to always be devoted to the Lord. That is important. So Brahma convinces him. For a devotee, one who becomes a devotee, it is more than completing 100 horse sacrifices. And then because you have repeatedly tried, but you did not succeed, maybe the Lord wants that you should not complete your 100 sacrifices. And it is not necessary for a devotee to do such things. And then when you don't take it as a prestige issue with Indra, Indra being your superior may again become favorable to you because you have submitted yourself and everything will be alright. Then that's the situation. So in life, we should always take decisions. What is favorable to my Krishna consciousness? It's not a question of you win or I win. It's not a question of who is right or wrong. Always, what is favorable to my Krishna consciousness? Even when you are dealing with others, what is favorable to their Krishna consciousness? That means a Krishna conscious person is always evaluation of everybody. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandharasya Madhavatam ki, Sri Lakshmi Bhagavatam ki.